When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones. And this is Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast. And we've decided, because there's so much fashion about, that we call it our spring fashion special.
Although I have read through the script. And when I say script, it's loose bullet points. It's loose bullet points to discuss. And Marianne, there's only two fashion ones on there.
No, there's loads of fashion.
Excuse me. Meet and threesomes. Here's my Meet and threesomes. I said, oh, we're doing fashion ones. I've got all my fashion ones lined up. She went, oh, I've got one.
Thing is, I've got to share something that I'm watching to see what listeners think. And I have read a good book. So,
right.
You know.
Well, I haven't been around to watch anything.
Because you've been on working again.
Oh, for the love of God. But this week I've been there, done that, and I've been away working for a week. And then after my week away working on a cruise, I took my friend with me, and she said, you do work very hard on it, just, you know.
Well, she
is my friend, yeah. but you do, you know, and we met, oh my God, the people we met. I need to give a shout out to the Welsh Massive. They were amazing. Honestly, it's just brilliant. Anyway, we ended up going to a lot. I've got some fashion things to bring you later because we stopped in Lisbon, Cadiz, where you've never seen rain like it.
Oh, yeah. Saw on your Insta. Were you two sitting outside in a big puddle?
So a friend of mine is Sarah Stein, so Rick Stein's wife, and they've been there. So I messaged her and said, Sarah, have you got any restaurant recommendations?
Yeah.
She's like, yes. So I was on the map. I was like, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And we knew it was going to rain. So we're trotting along. We did a little bit of sightseeing, looked at church, you know, and Cadiz is beautiful.
Ticked off a church.
Yes, and a little square. And we did a little bit of shopping. Went to Mango.
More of which later.
And a couple of little independent shops. I've got one out there. Oh, what's the one with a big cow outside it? Honestly, you'll think I'm mental now saying this about
huh? Camper.
No, it's basically like Flying Tiger, but Spanish. So it's full of just weird and wacky things that you thought you never needed, but you do. So we did a little bit of a mooch, and then we were on our way to lunch. Got all our steps in first of all. On our way to lunch, it's beautifully sunny. It starts raining, and I was like, Maz, you live in Spain. I live in Spain. When it starts raining, it goes from, it's like the Caribbean. It goes from nothing to downpour. And I said, we need to get out of this rain now. So there was a little bar. So I thought, we'll just nip in here
for one.
4.5 hours later, we couldn't leave.
I bet you couldn't walk.
And then we dropped off in, drum roll, Lanzarote.
Yeah.
So we were in Lanzarote, and because it was the weekend, we both said, what should we just stay? And the flight time on Monday was a better flight time. So we stayed Saturday and Sunday in Lanzarote. Flew back last night. Today's Tuesday, so I flew back last night. Oh, my God, Marianne. I've never been to Lanzarote. As I said to a couple of friends, oh, my God, you're going to Lanzarote.
Yeah.
They've done the Canary Islands. You've obviously had me almost converted at Tenerife.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah.
We did stay in the most beautiful hotel. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. We treated ourselves. It's not cheap. Before you Google it, it's not cheap. I think you can probably get really, really good deals. But
what's
ours is quite last minute. Hotel Fariones.
Fariones.
Fariones. Puerto del Carmen.
Oh, nice.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Lanzarote, I had a couple of friends message me saying, I cannot wait to see what you think when you go out. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, I love Spain. What's it like? How can it be? It's very different. You walk past the Dog and Duck, O'Malley's, you know, O'Malley's, Flaherty's. It's very, very Irish. It's very, very Irish. The people are absolutely wonderful. We found a really nice bar, for anyone who wants to know. It's called the Long Bar, which was recommended to me. But it's halfway down the strip. And if you know
anywhere with anything called the Strip, and it's where your boys in their late teens belong.
Yeah, but do you know what? We said we would definitely go back. We'd definitely go back with friends, and we would do a night karaoke. We'd go for gold because I love karaoke. But actually, it was brilliant. Do you know what? It was really, really lovely. The weather was amazing, and then you can also go to the Old Port, which again, I maybe in my head had a different idea of what that was going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk along, everyone said, lovely lady, come in here and eat. You know, you're like, oh my God, get off me, you know. And there's lots of plastic table. Anyway, we found a really nice, put it this way. Everywhere.
Did you say you got teased for your cowboy hat, Kat?
Every single restaurant had the same menu of pizza, pasta. Yeah.
White, you know, clean.
Yeah, paella. I was like, frozen. My ass. Exactly. But we did find this really nice, called Bodega. They were called Bodega, obviously, but it was a really nice little Spanish restaurant, although I did send a picture to a friend and say, look how nice it is where we are. And it's all wood inside, and there's all the wagon wheels, and there's all the, you know, the hams hanging up, and that must be the picture I sent you. All the hams and the guitars, it's all brick and wood and lovely. And said, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, it looks like a torture chamber. I was like, now you say that, it was brilliant. I cannot...
Those hams, when there's a lot of them wafting about, has got a bit of a whiff to it, hasn't it?
No, I could. I love them.
It's quite a smell, though, Kat.
Couldn't really smell them. Mm. Maybe because I love that smell, and that's actually what I smell like, because I eat so much of it.
Yeah, a bit of cured meat.
I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. So I cannot. So we're already looking at going back. We're looking at booking for, I think we said we're going to go back in October.
A really, really, really good time to go is when it's just crap here. So absolute, in the depths of midwinter, you are more likely than not to get a really lovely, lovely week there.
Yeah.
Or a few days.
I think, and it's 4 hours. Admittedly, our flight was delayed. But 4 hours. And the hotel that I stayed at, Puerto del Carmen, is 10 minutes from the airport.
That is worth it in itself.
You can walk in 2 hours, we looked.
Not that you'd want
to. Not that we'd want to, but just out of interest.
Trundling with your wheelie
cases.
So I
got to look at Tenerife, and then I think you look at Lanzarote. Yeah. I honestly loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. It was so easy.
Well, I was telling you, my hairdresser, Michael, from Aveda, he... was, I don't know if he was brought up there, but their family home is over there, and his brother's there, his parents are there, and he goes back all the time. He's got like a permanent tan.
And
he loves it. Jealous.
Yeah, it's so easy. I don't know, I can't remember, you know, I mean, the hotel it's not a bargain hotel, but I'm sure you can get a great deal.
Yeah.
But to eat out was really reasonable.
Yeah.
Really, like really reasonable. Yeah, no, Loved it.
As usual, I've been there, done that, and my week has been more boring than yours. I've been sort of whizzing around the country, seeing family, went to see my mum for Mother's Day. Same. I mean, she's never going to be any better. So I went to see her in her nursing home, went to see Nick's dad. It was his birthday. So it was all a bit kind of saw the boys. And so that was nice, my sister. And so that was just a kind of, came back with a flipping cough. So
you are a child
on NY if I cough.
Yeah, you're also sitting. I just went really nearly.
I know you're downwind from me.
I'm gonna have my what I've been calling them for the last week. I need an Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, well, we've got an alcoholic drink there. Well,
that's it. Alka-Seltzer, that's like a fizz.
Oh, is it?
No, it's no. Oh my god.
Oh, it is now. So I'm not with it. I've had two paracetamol.
Oh dear god.
My senses are dull.
Okay. All right. Fine. Oh, that makes it much easier to spend time with me then, doesn't it?
Mogadon. Carry on. You're going to have to carry me with your Lanzarote. Right, so as we did promise you a fashion special, I thought we could open up with, well, actually it was shock horror news for us because we're both huge fans and I have been for decades. That matches the now online designer luxury store has gone into administration. Which was kind of, I mean, all my friends who are in the fashion industry or fashion editors, we've all been WhatsApping each other all week just saying, oh my God, what are we going to do?
Predominantly, isn't it? For me, I mean, I love Matches and I have bought so much in the air. I mean, when I used to work in London, the one, I mean, I know there's Wimbledon Village of the original, but then there was Marylebone, Marylebone High Street. Yeah. You'd go in and you could order things to be delivered there and try them on. And it was, oh my God.
It was pure luxury.
The sales were amazing.
The team were great. I kind of felt like, because when I was at Grazia, we really championed, and they championed us, Tom and Ruth, who owned it, yeah. who were the kind of founders. And it was so new and fresh back then in the kind of early to mid noughties when we got to know them. And they would champion new designers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just the obvious, but they also did things like, you know, bring Prada to a whole new yeah. audience. But they were so innovative and just a really amazing people, and the brand was fantastic. And we all, anyone who was earning a wage back then, was splashing the cash, weren't we? When times kind of good in the early to mid noughties, and we had money. Mm. Well, we didn't. Our wages weren't great, but you would buy designer, wouldn't you?
Well, I always loved the fact that you could get something that was really different, especially when the high street was so much smaller.
Yeah.
You know, you could get something. People go, oh, where's that from? And to be honest with you, I mean, I, as much as I loved it, I was a much bigger sales purchaser. So I did used to buy a lot in the sale. I used to earmark it, used to put it all in my wish list. And as soon as that sale hit, and it always used to be after Christmas, didn't it? It was never, or it was on like the 24th when you couldn't get it delivered.
That's right.
So yeah. It'd always be, so you just go, don't get anything for Christmas, here's my wish list. And you just go, do, 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 and it would all be in the sale. But for me, it was the customer service. The fact that you could order something and it would be delivered the next day. If you didn't like it, you could just ring DHL and they'd come and pick it up. I mean, it was lazy shopping at its finest.
Yeah. Now you have to pay, don't you, to get it sent
yeah.
back.
Well.
Which kind of, I remember us saying a few weeks ago, oh, that's not great, is it?
No.
Well. Not looking good for them, really.
I think, I would love to say that they did it as most places now charge for returns. And they do it to encourage you, and they do it for sustainable.
Yeah, so that you don't put, you know, 20 things in your basket yeah. that you don't really want.
Which is,
I get that.
Which is a big load of, but no, because I think basically, you know, it's not very carbon friendly having people driving around delivering. But for me, I do actually think it's commercial on their part that actually returns are a pain in the arse.
Of course they are.
At pain yeah, in the arse. So just don't order
bring
it.
You down, can't
order
they?
Less.
So yeah, they've cut almost 300 jobs, which is more than half the workforce. And it's new owner, Mike Ashley. Called in administrators after a pretty short amount of time, one of whom said, like many luxury fashion retailers, Matches Fashion has experienced a sharp decline in demand over the last year as a result of well-publicised pressures on discretionary spend stemming from the high inflation and high interest macro environment. I think that's the cost of living crisis.
Yeah, basically, no one's got that much cash.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there is anything not untoward or, nefarious about this, but Mike Ashley, if you don't know Mike Ashley, he owns,
Sports Direct. Yeah.
And Flannels.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
leaving it there. Yeah. Because Flannels is still going.
Yeah.
And the one thing I do hope, do you know what, actually, there is a brand that you and I, we both love called Ray.
Yeah.
R-A-E-Y. Yeah, which is, it's almost like their in-house brand.
Anyone who loves fashion is obsessed with
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely obsessed. And I'm so pissed off. Well, I am and I'm not actually with myself because what I'll say now is apparently not accepting returns. So you can still order from them, but they they're not processing returns. I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know.
Anywhere on Matches now? Or
no.
Just
no, Matches, because obviously they're together, so you can't buy anything. So I've got jeans in my basket.
You can't send anything back now.
That's what I don't know this, but I've heard it from a friend who tried, and I don't know. Don't quote me. I'm going to look into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into it because I really want these jeans.
Yeah, but you want them to fit.
See, but I didn't order them before I went away. And then when I was away, they went under.
Oh, you're going to have to look it up.
I know.
Yeah. But if Ray, what are we going to do without Ray? Ray have got to rise from the ashes of Ashley.
Ashley's ashes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I mean, as much as Flannels isn't my favourite shopping experience.
No, it's not mine either.
At at all.
No.
In the slightest. I don't know the website. And the shops are not my favourite.
Not my bag at all.
Yeah. But if they have, if they can they please just take Ray off? I'll forgive them and I'll go in.
Let's see if that happens.
I can't believe that it won't exist as a brand in its own right. To be fair, though, we're talking about it, and the amount of stuff I've ordered from there, I've just gone, whoa, what the is this?
But like, Cat Farm has returned all this stuff.
From Ray.
It's put us under.
What? You absolute bloody hypocrite.
I'm like Match's bloody number one fan.
Yeah, but Ray, absolutely the thing about Ray is it looks amazing. And then when you get it, you're like, oh, I didn't quite think it would look like that in real life.
I know.
The photography is
well, a lot of it, all I will say is it's quite oversized.
Yeah.
That's the aesthetic, isn't it, for a lot of the stuff.
Yes.
But I've got so much stuff. It's so nice. But I suppose the bigger question here is high street / independent / vintage / secondhand sites, are they the new designer? You know, are there just so many more opportunities now to shop more cheaply than there used to be when, you know, Matches first started in the 80s and you know, well, other stores like them?
I genuinely cannot remember the last time, oh my God, I can't remember the last time I bought something designer that wasn't pre-loved.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I ordered. But no, actually, my last Bella, even Bella Freud, my last Bella Freud jumper was pre-loved.
Yeah.
Actually, I've just got a new pair of trousers. That's absolute bullshit. But they're Danish. Does that count?
I think the high-end designers,
I've never bought anything from Gucci.
Would kind of, I have, but it was back in the day.
I bought shoes.
I haven't bought anything from Gucci for a long, long time. Same. I mean, I love Loewe, but their prices now compared to even 5 years ago have gone through the roof.
But are you talking accessories or actual mainline?
I'm talking mainline, like bag.
No, but a bag is a exception. I'm not allowed to swear. Sorry, I said that. She's writing down. Can I just say, there might have been a little bit of a gap there because I swore, so Marianne's taking it out.
I'm taking it out.
So she's not, yeah, don't take this bit out though. Leave this bit in. Oh, because, yeah, but that is an accessory.
No, I know, but when you say accessory,
the
implication is that it's not as expensive as like a sweatshirt or something, isn't it?
No,
Whereas like a Loewe bag, every time I've left a big job, I've treated myself to a big bag. Not as a huge bag, but as in a big name.
Yeah, but that's an accessory. Because you're using a bag.
They're expensive.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive. Totally.
Oh, I wouldn't. I mean, oh.
Remember
when Vetements became huge and people would walk around with their sweatshirts and things? I never, ever, ever could justify that anyway, even back then.
No, I mean, their jeans were about 700.
But I have bought a very plain skirt from Gucci.
There we go, you see.
Back in the day.
There we go.
I used to absolutely go Billy Bonkers over Gucci.
See, I don't think I've ever bought a designer, a piece of clothing that wasn't in the sale.
Mm.
I've never just gone and gone. I've never done that. I'm trying to think of my most expensive. This is, oh, we've got this. This is such a good question. I'm prepped for the question.
We want to ask you, what is the most you would pay for an outfit?
But I think that is,
I will put that up.
It's so relative though, isn't it?
Well, you know, we can break it down, you know, shoes, what's your limit? Bag, what's your limit? Because I think that your limit on those will be higher than say a top or a skirt.
Can I just say a question that I think will be more egalitarian? What item would you spend most on? As a question, I think we have posed that as a question.
Yeah, for me, it's always bag.
A bag.
It's always a bag.
See, mine, interestingly, a bag, it might be a coat.
Or a coat. Because I just think, but also I won't
or
buy.
Or shoes.
You know what? My rule used to be never to buy cheap shoes. But actually, you know, you'll see shoes now that are, they have to be very, very good for me to buy them, but they don't necessarily anymore have to be designer. And this is the thing, since matches started, or since, you know, we used to really, really covet designer stuff, there are so many brands out there now, even kind of on the down low brands, like Cezanne, who I only came across a couple of years ago. I just absolutely love them. I mean, they're not cheap by any stretch.
No.
But they're not designer prices.
Yeah.
And I just think I'd rather spend the money on that. Or as in your case, you know, you love places like Matisse Market or pre-loved vintage sites that are worth it. They're not cheap, but you're getting the real deal there, aren't you, for a fraction of the price. I now can't justify, when I first started buying designer bags, you were talking, the Mulberry sweet spot was about £395, wasn't it, for your Roxy. Everyone went mad on that. Yeah. I think it was £395 at the time.
Yes.
Everyone wanted it. That's
we
really...
had the same one. We had the pink, we had the oversized, the large, the tote. Yeah. The Roxanne tote.
And since then, everything has crept up. Well, now you can't really buy anything for much less than a grand, can you?
What's that? What's the do you remember years ago, the disco? The is it the disco? It is the Gucci disco.
Yeah, the one with the kind of
with the tassel.
Yeah.
And I remember I got mine and it was, I mean, I must have got it nuts.
That was your entry level Gucci.
Yeah, 10 years ago. And that must have been, I think it was at £395, £495.
Yeah.
They are now, I want to say £900, yeah. £700, £800, £900.
Yeah. It's gone up.
Shit quality.
It's just gone up so ridiculous, you know, to a ridiculous extent, whereby, you know, you've got brands, say, like Jigsaw, you've got John Lewis, you've got M&S that are kind of really, really, really come on in leaps and bounds in terms of quality and style.
Yeah.
You've got your Cosses, you've got your Arquettes, you've got your And Other Stories. You've got so many more,
stores that are
higher end.
Yeah.
I'm not talking cheap and cheerful, but you've also got your Zaras that, you know, this week I was reading all the fashion editors are going mad for this leather trench coat that they've got in.
Steal or spree.
£469. For Zara, that's a lot, but I guess maybe they're seeing an opportunity.
Well, we'll find out, Maz, because what did you make me do? Bloody hell.
I really had to try hard there, didn't I?
She rocks up.
I'll tell you the truth in a minute, listen.
This is what we're talking about. She rocks up. So she says, we're doing this today. And I went, I've not seen that. I've been away for a week.
Yeah.
10 days. I've not seen that. So I'm going to have a look at that. Oh, I found it online. It's quite hard to find online though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Weird. Well, because I didn't tell you it was leather at first. So you were looking for normal trenches.
No, but I searched leather trench in the Zara app and it didn't come up. And then when I Googled it.
It came up.
That's when it came up. It's come up and it's on its way to me because I went, oh, I said, well, it's not what I expected. In my head, it's not what I expected. I wouldn't call it a trench.
Right. This is how hard I forced her to do this. I told her what we were talking about. She went, what do you mean, camel Zara leather trench?
So you didn't tell me it was trench first. Well, I went, oh, I'm not sure about that.
She literally, I think, you know, the last word had come out of my mouth. I paused for breath and she said, right, you've made me do that. Now it's in my basket. So we'll see. Actually, it'll be really, really interesting to see what you think of it, even as an experiment.
Yeah, it will, won't it? Because it's not... Yeah, see what it actually looks like. Is it worth 400... If it's worth £469, I'm going to freaking hate you because I don't want to keep it.
Because you're going to have to keep it. But, you know, if you compare that to, say, Phoebe Philo, whose leather jacket is £6,300, if you're going to splash out on a leather coat or a jacket... You're going to go for, price, aren't you?
That's a car.
But that is what designer it has become.
I know. But the boots, I mean, you know, you can get, but they. Well, that's, I think, the joy of the high street. There's something you see that you love. You can normally get, and I know there is that fine, well, they're ripping off the designers. Well, it's a tribute to them. And, this topic has gone round and round and round and round and round, round for years. You know, is it a tribute or is it a copycat? Are you doing the designer a disservice by stealing their style? But then you think, it's just a pair of cowboy boots. I mean, at the end of the day, the pair of cowboy boots.
Yeah. I mean, something from like a designer called, you know, a designer like Isabel Marant, I mean, 6 weeks later, it's in Zara, isn't it?
I hope my trousers are.
Yeah. But, like, but really true small independence, I do feel very sorry for them when the next minute something they've worked hard on.
It's interesting because they say, well, you know, you're stealing their stuff. Yes, but that person was never, ever, ever going to pay for that. And, yeah, so I don't know. It's, is it a, yeah, I mean, it's tricky, isn't it?
It's very, very tricky. So, tell us, do you, A, do you ever buy designer? We'll put a poll up. Good. Yes or no. Is designer over? It'd be nice to get your take on that.
But I do think the thing about designer, and that's the whole point of like the runway stores, is that it does give inspiration to, they do set the trends. And that comes back to that whole, is it copying or is it just, you know, following a trend that they've set?
Yeah.
There we go.
Which leads us neatly on to...
It does leave us very neatly on to a trend that was set. Jesus Mary.
Well, we can't believe these are quite coming back. Fashion whinge or winner. I mean, you decide. Pedal pushers, the back.
No.
Now, if you're under a certain age, what age would you have to be to not know what they are?
A pedal pusher? I reckon probably... Oh, I reckon 45. Under 45.
I've not heard the word pedal and pusher for a long time.
I have, as we've discussed before, I believe, PTSD with regards to pedal pushers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they were, well, your pedal pusher, that was actually Knickerbox.
They were supposed to be a pedal pusher. That's why I've got PTSD from them.
Are you going to tell us about Tesco in Lichfield?
Oh, God, yeah, Tesco in Lichfield. Very, very briefly, my mum, I said, Mum, I really want these pedal pushers. And I think they were in Tammy Girl or E-Tam or Chelsea Girl or maybe even Clockhouse at DNA. I was, oh, my God, Mum, pedal pushers are everywhere. And she said, I said, can I have some pedal pushers? She went, no. I'll make some.
And was she seamstress?
Well, clearly not. Because Because what basically I ended up having... I look a little Lord Fauntleroy. I mean, they were red for a start. I didn't ask for red ones.
Oh, how old were you?
Oh, I must have been. I was only probably about eight or, yeah, I wasn't a senior school deputy. I'm probably a 7 or 8. And I don't know why. I don't know which pattern she got. She probably even didn't buy a pattern. She probably had one of those bloody, she used to have a pattern box.
This was your mum's version of a pedal pusher. She probably didn't know what they were and made you kind of a costume drama style knickerbox,
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, with elastic in the bottom. They were basically knickerbockers. They were pantaloons.
Yeah, pantaloons.
Knickerbockers. And they were bright red. I think that's why I've got an aversion to colour. I've nailed that.
Yeah, your dopamine dressing starts with your mum.
So I didn't love them, but of course, because I couldn't say, these are hideous. So I just... I just used to wear them, and I remember sitting in my room having a little cry
before I went out.
I know, I've had therapy, don't worry about it. Yes, it's called shopping, it's called retail therapy. That's why I've just bought a £450 coat. It's your fault. So I thought, okay, fine. So I wore them out, and I always remember standing outside Tesco's in Lichfield under that canopy bit. Anyone who knows will know, at the top of that little the pedestrian bit just up from the cathedral, standing out there with my cousin and these two girls, and they ripped the piss out of me. But I knew they were laughing, and my cousin went over and went, "What are you laughing at?" Oh, it was awful. Absolutely awful.
I'd love a picture of that.
What? I've probably got a picture of that. I don't know if I have. No.
Listen, for anyone who's millennial or not as old as we are, how to best describe a pedal pusher? I suppose they're a kind of straight leg trouser.
A shorter capri pant.
Yeah. That's a very good description, Kat. Anybody think you're a stylist?
Yeah, I would say they're a capri pant that finishes just below the knee.
Just below the knee. And actually, even though I wasn't a trouser wearer back in my younger day, I did have a couple of pairs of pedal pushers. I found they were quite useful.
I think they're better for more petite people. I think the problem if you've got, they cut you off if you're tall.
Yeah.
At almost like a just below the knee skirt. And you've then got this weird, and I'm saying it does look weird because I'm tall, so I'm allowed to, slightly random, irregular length of long calf underneath, which just looks odd. There's just too much leg and not enough fabric, and it's just weird. Just weird. It's that whole really long, you look like you've got a really long thigh, and then you've also got a lot, it's just weird. No.
All about the proportions. So pedal pushers, yes or no. And then this made me laugh because I saw it this morning. The brand Free People have just put up a post kind of regaling their new micro shorts, and it's basically gone viral. These teeny tiny, tiniest shorts that we're all meant to be able to wear. The comments.
Who says that?
Well, they're just like, you know, get them before they go type thing. And I think there were four or five different styles, but they were all literally, the comments on them run into the, I think, the tens of thousands now. And they, it's the most hilarious thing you'll ever, ever read. Somebody said, my tampon thread's longer than them. I mean, it's so funny. Oh, she's got
it. I've got it. Here we go. 25,000 comments.
It's hilarious.
Oh yes, here we go. As a general rule, I prefer my shorts and skirts to be longer than my tampon string.
Love that comment.
I always wanted shorts I could leave on, even during my pap smear. That's an American smear test. I love it. Oh God. Everyone relax with these rude, aggressive comments. I bought them for my hamster and she loves them. Oh my God. Ladies, we are baking bread this summer with all this yeast. Are all of these people writing comments also voting? I need hope. I love it. Oh my God, this is brilliant.
Honestly, spend all day on these comments. Look them up. Oh, they're great.
Oh, cool. They made a hat for my bush.
Very, 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 very funny.
Oh, they are just chaps for your flaps.
Flaps. Doesn't get much better than that, does
it? Oh, I love it. I love it.
So I think needless to say, most people won't be buying micro shorts. Not tell me you are.
No.
Kat. They're reminding me. That there with the big pockets are reminding me of those trousers that you put up on your Instagram.
They are basically what we would know as hot pants. I don't think. Do you know what?
Okay, no, they're exceptionally short.
They're just big pants. Yeah, they're denim knickers. They are denim, yes. They're like big denim.
Who in the world could get away with them?
They're like denim Bridget Jones pants.
Yeah, if that.
We can put that picture up.
Put that up. Very good. Anyway, that did make us laugh.
Yeah.
If you want to laugh, look it up.
I will say, though, that I do think, actually, There is a leg that longer shorts sometimes are not as flattering as almost a shorter short. I think the trick for me in shorts is they need to be flared, they need to be loose.
I think there is a whole program that you could devote to shorts, really. Yeah. Personally, don't see the point of them.
What?
I don't see the point of them.
What?
I think they're stupid. I don't know anyone that doesn't look better in it. Just a shorter skirt.
Oh,
not a straight skirt.
Totally disagree.
But a swingy skirt.
No, you see, I can't bear a swingy skirt. Yes, you see, but you're not. You see, when I sit down in a swingy skirt, flaps on show because I'm really tall. You have to be really careful.
How long are your flaps?
Well, not that big. My skirt's really short.
No, but you don't want fanny skimmers.
No, I'm just saying that a skirt for me, I'd rather wear a short because it's got coverage. It's more coverage.
I just think, honestly, you go in the way of a cranky in a short, unless you really know your stuff. It's like a little girl scout. I just don't know any style that
I've just spent the last 2 days in shorts.
Okay, moving on.
I love my shorts are 12 years old from Ralph Lauren, and I love them. Can I say they were Ralph Lauren at TK Maxx? And they are the best shorts on the planet. I'm going to put them on after.
I still think you'd look better in a dress or a skirt.
Oh, absolutely not. Okay, when you see, I'm going to show you. No, absolutely not. No. Okay. Here we go. Another poll. Do you prefer shorts or a mini skirt in the summer?
Oh, yeah, not now. Mind you, people wear shorts with like DMs and thick tights, don't they? I get that. That's youngsters.
Now, interestingly, I will actually wear a short skirt with thick tights, and I wouldn't wear shorts. That I don't know. So I don't know about that.
Well, because you're not a grungy student.
I know. It's just not my style.
It's not you. Let's move on to me. Some threesomes. And you've chosen all.
I've chosen.
You've chosen all clothing.
Yes. And I'm going to start actually with pre-loved. as we were talking.
Yeah, come on.
So I...
The
remains of my birthday money. I have bought, I treated myself actually to, I don't know why I'm showing, I literally had to show it to
the microphone. Well, we need a picture.
I am obviously absolute numpty me is trying to show it to the microphone. So, no, it is, to all intents and purposes, a crocheted bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crocheted bag.
I can't argue with that. It's a black crocheted bag.
But it does say Prada. So when it comes back to, do I think designer is over? Then no. It feels lovely.
However, your designer was not from a designer shop.
No, it was from Matisse Market, which is an amazing, amazing... I'm going to say, she does have a shop. She's a showroom in Suffolk. But what Philippa does, who owns Matisse Market, is she can source things for you. So I've got two Missoni dresses, which I love. And honestly, if you think actually some of the more, if you look at the likes of, you've got Cezanne, you know, all the French ones. You've got Smarge, you've got Sandra, Corpiello, Zadig Voltaire, all those French brands that are sort of, you know, dress. A Missoni pre-loved dress from her is actually pretty much the same price. And they are stunning. I mean, she does everything. She'll source you Marant, she'll source you, you name it. If there's something that you love, she will find you. So I bought another Marant, the big tote bags.
Yeah.
And again, fraction of the cost, a third of the cost of the actual thing. And they are immaculate. She only buys things that are immaculate. So I had it in the Berg and the, what do you call it? What kind of, it's tan, isn't it? It's
like a tan, yeah.
Orangey tan.
Yeah.
And there was a khaki one that I really wanted as well. So I got those. So she is amazing at hunting down things that you, it's hard to find.
Well, so would you say like the 50% off or what's the standard?
More. Yeah. I would say the more.
That's good.
More. Yeah, more. But, you know, it depends what the item is. It depends how old it is. It depends how current it is, how popular it is. It depends what she paid. I don't know what she paid for it, but it just depends.
My mum used to take a bag like that to St. Helens Market and put the fruit and veg in.
I'm going to take
it. It's one of those bags, isn't it?
Oh, I'm going to take it to the co-op.
Open crochet bag.
Yes.
So I'm changing now from fashion to absolute Percy Fields, this.
Really?
What I'm watching, yeah.
Are you all right watching this?
Well, do you know what? When I watched the one with, what's he called? Was it called the...
Oh, Saltburn.
Oh, no, I loved Saltburn. That wasn't that mucky, I didn't think. Oh, God, what was the one? The Great. Do you remember that
series?
No, I didn't
watch that.
The Great. It was absolute filth, and I loved it. But this, apparently, is very accurate. So it's called Mary and George on Sky Atlantic, and it stars Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine. What does that say? Galitzine. So he, as a young lad, becomes the lover of James I in the 17th century. His mum, Julianne Moore, kind of schemes for him to get into court because James I was kind of, he famously liked, in quotes, well-hung beauties, i.e. men.
Okay, and that's not well-hung from the boobie area?
No.
Okay.
And apparently what shocked me the most is that it's meant to be fairly accurate to what happened. So he becomes very influential with James I. He becomes his lover and... You see everything.
Oh, it's like
dead mossy.
So it's like 17th century The Crown.
It's it's not like The Crown because the Crown you don't see like a load of orgies. I don't remember seeing that on The Crown.
Because obviously they never happened.
No.
Okay, fine.
And it's a part of history that's not really being talked about that much, that period when James I ruled. And apparently in court it was just open secret. It didn't even matter. That, you know, he liked women, he liked men, anything went. It was very, very...
I've got a Sky Glass. It pops up with... if you don't put a channel on, it just pops up with, like, not adverts, but, you know, sort of...
a bit trailers adverts, for it. A
little bit of trailers. Or just picture trailers, basically, like it does on Netflix. And it's popped up. And the costumes... incredible.
Yeah, the costumes are great.
That's what I've seen.
So that part of it's really good as well.
My
so you see the court and the dancing and the, you know, the kind of the comings and goings, literally, goings on. But some of it was filmed in Knoll House near Sevenoaks.
Was it?
Yeah, filmed in castles around the country. And so visually, it's really, really stunning. But it is filth. It's outrageous and X-rated, Kat.
It's a series.
Yeah.
On Sky.
On Sky Atlantic. And Julianne plays Mary Villiers, who pushed her son forward.
All right.
Into being very influential and famous.
That sounds.
I think it's right up your street.
It's so up my street.
I know. You're going to love it.
Right.
But don't watch it in front of children.
Okay, fine.
You won't know where to put your face.
Oh, don't know where are you going with that.
Unless I'll go there.
Okay, fine. Hang on, you're making me cough now. If you've given me a cough, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the tits.
I can't give you a cough that quickly.
Well, hang on, we're having water now.
Oh, look. Apologies.
It is only water. Do you know what I was about to do again?
Well,
what's wrong with me? This, look, showing my mic the water, just so you can see.
Yeah, can you see?
Can you see?
Mine's emptier than yours. Because I'm dry as a flipping bone.
Okay.
Right, what's your next one?
I put it on the chair next to me. I'm bringing over. Keeping on the fashion theme, because one of us got the memo, one of us didn't. So I am. These are my purchases that I made in Spain when I was there, in Cadiz, in Mango. And basically...
Is it Cadiz?
It's Cadiz. Yeah, but I thought that. Do you know what? And I always call it Cadiz, and everyone just goes, do you mean Cadiz? I'm like, yeah, but... Because I don't say Barcelona.
You've anglicised it.
I've anglicised it. Because we all say Barcelona. We don't say Barcelona.
Or Valencia.
Valencia.
Madrid.
I do actually say Valencia. Okay. Valencia. Benia's easier.
We did both do Spanish. Listeners, I know. Just in case you were impressed.
Do you know what? Mine, after about 3 bottles of Albariño's, amazing.
Absolutely fluent when you've had a few.
I am so... It all comes back to
you. Yeah, I know it does.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have 3 bottles. I had 3 glasses, by the way. But I'm still very good at Spanish after that. Now, so I went shopping and... Do you know what? I was really disappointed. I recalled in my head Mango and Zara in Spain being amazing. Mm. You're sitting there shaking your head looking very disappointed at me.
I just think they're honestly, it's like a bloody rag bag of a jumble sale.
So Mango in the UK is now actually pretty good. It was weird. Do you know what it's a bit like? It's a bit like, I don't want to offend people now, but I'm just going to say it. It's a little bit like peacocks. I don't know. It was just, I walked in, I was like, where's all the really cool stuff? There wasn't any. So
I managed to come out with a couple of bits.
Have you any idea how much I tried on? I was looking for jeans. Oh, God, don't bother. Also, I will say the sizes are really generous.
Oh, are they? Usually Spanish really sizes are small, I think.
So in one pair of jeans, I had to get a 6. A joke. Honestly, an absolute joke.
What size are you normally?
10. 10 Zara. 10 in UK Mango. I was, and so at the end, I ended up, yeah, the jeans actually fitted me in the end were an 8. Yeah, 10 were massive. But then, I actually love this. I think this could, if you said that was a maroon belt, I'd believe it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or even like, it's very Cezanne.
Yeah, it is actually.
It's a belt, and it's a tan belt with a, what is that?
It's kind of a, Hessian sort of rough.
I was going to say straw, but it's not.
Thread running through it.
Like a cord thread. Sort of, it's sort of like a stitch. It's got stitching detail.
It's very 70s.
It's very 70s. A stitching detail around the edge in tan. And it was €22.99. So it's clearly not leather. But actually, do you know what? It's going to be great. Great with a pair of jeans. Good belts are hard to find.
Mm.
But a good heart and a good belt. it's great. I love it.
Is that the undertones? A good heart these days is hard to find.
Paul Young, wasn't it?
Paul Young?
No.
Was it? He's wherever I lay my hat, Paul Young.
Okay.
It's my home.
Okay.
Anyway.
Right, I'm just Googling while we're doing this. Well, you talk about your next one.
All right, so my other non-fashion thing.
No, it was Fergal Sharkey, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Fergal Sharkey.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm just looking up. Yeah, I haven't even Googled it yet. That just came to me.
So, I'm reading. Well, actually, I've read it. Because it was quite short. I was given it by our mutual friend Amanda because she was doing it for her book club.
Oh, God.
And she lent it to me.
Oh, God.
And it's the Rose Tremaines, who's a prolific writer, latest novel called Absolutely and Forever. And it's set in England in the 50s and 60s. And it's kind of coming of age novel. The main character is called Marianne.
Ooh!
So I really liked it. And it's a kind of thwarted love story between her and a guy she meets called Simon. And it's very short. It's really poignant. It's really quite heartbreaking. And I absolutely loved it.
Really?
Yep. And she did as well. She did it for a book group. I said, how did it go? She said, I absolutely loved it.
Well, that's good, because the books that she normally does for her book group are...
Are they like War and Peace?
Well, they're worthy.
Yeah. No, this one isn't. This is... I mean, she's a brilliant novelist, Rosa Tremain. She's really well known. She's done loads. And so I'd say it would only take you a couple of days to read. And it's very, very good. Very, very, very worthwhile reading. I know you won't. You're giving me that look.
I'm not. I don't,
that move on I, look. I don't move, know move
when,
it on.
I don't know when you have time to read.
At night. I'm reading a new one now that I'll do next week.
But don't you go to sleep?
Yeah, but after I've read, I have to. It's like my ritual.
Do you know
I
what?
I have to read.
Having said that, I used to. But I used to. Yeah, no, I used to. But now...
I can't go straight to sleep.
So I watch TV before I go to sleep.
Wrong. We've had this conversation.
It works for me.
Yeah.
But right. So I should be watching Mary and George and not reading. If you say, yes, oh no, I'm watching Mary and George.
You will
I'm
love
really
it.
Yeah. I want to
know
that.
What you think about it.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm really, really excited about that.
Yeah, do. You'll love it.
Right. Well, can I say some of us were going back to topic, this being the spring fashion special.
Yeah.
I did buy a new pair of trousers. And as I said, these are ones that...
You're wearing them now.
I'm wearing them now. I'm slapping them now. They arrived and put them straight on.
But what I don't understand, Kat, if you don't mind me saying so, how many leather trousers does one person need?
Well, I
you
have...
You must have about 10.
They're all different. They're all different styles.
Well, they look the same to me. But the naked eye, they're like...
There was a friend of mine around this morning, and they said the exact same thing. Have you spoken to them?
No. Promise? There's one no. Black leather trouser looks pretty much like another black leather trouser.
So, where these are different, Marianne, is that these are actually a legging... But they're a flare. They're a kick flare legging. You
oh my god!
So I've got basically loads of different styles of these. But these are a flat fronted. Okay, listen. This if you fall off that stool, it's going to really hurt when I push you.
Well, you're just going to squeak when you when I push you off.
I'm weightier than you.
I'm not sure you are, though.
Can I say the best comment? The best comment when we were away on the cruise. Cool. I have my Skims dress on, which is like a really skinny dress.
What was said?
We were at the silent disco. We're dancing at this woman. No. I couldn't hear what she said. She said something.
What?
I could hear. So Helen was said. Helen is crying laughing, and I'm thinking, God, what's this woman said? Because Helen's laughing. I mean, you know, when you're laughing, like, I'm gonna wet myself, laugh, cry, laugh. And she I took my headphones off and I went, sorry. And she said, where are all your organs?
Where are all your organs? Was it that tight?
No, it's not that tight. I don't know. And she went, you're said, where'd you put all your organs in that body? Where do they all go? How do they fit?
You are a Slim Jim.
But are we?
It's a good howled, line, isn't it?
Howled laughing. Yeah. And I said, I don't. Don't worry, by the way. My liver's shriveled away into little tiny walnuts. Not even there anymore. No, anyway.
Okay, loving that.
My trousers, I absolutely love them. And the reason I love them and they're leather, I will live in them. So in the winter, I've lived in my leather leggings. Lived in them, wore them so much that they actually need stitching, not these ones.
Tell the truth, how many pairs have you got?
How many pairs of black leather?
No. Leather, trouser or leggings?
Any faux leather? Color.
No.
Actual leather?
Both.
Oh, exactly.
In its entirety.
So I've got...
Because to the naked eye, no one's going to say, oh, but that's a faux leather.
Oh, you...
And it's, I don't and agree. And it's... Actually, okay. Tell me in how many have you got all together?
Right, so
faux, non-faux, black, right. Non-black.
Faux, I've got two pairs of faux leather trousers. I've got a pair of faux leather leggings. I've got
trouser
two
leggings. Just lump them all together.
I'm counting them so that you know. Two black leather leggings. These black croppy thingy ones I've just bought, and a beige pair and a brown pair of
and
leggings.
Is that eight?
Eight. They're
eight
all different.
Pairs of leather. Things.
But how many skirts do you have?
I don't know, but they're not all the same.
Well, they're skirts. To me, they are.
How many black leather skirts have I got? Ask that.
Well, I've got one.
I've got none.
I've got two, actually. But I don't really wear a skirt, so I...
You'll repeat buying those, I'm just saying. You need to stop now.
No, because they're all different.
Yes.
They're all different. And I wear them. And that would be my point. If you went, I will be wearing these all summer. You wait and see.
You're going to be boiling. Okay, so I have actually bought a blouse. How many? Don't ask. I have not got a blouse.
How many blouses do you have? How many blouses?
I have hardly got any.
You have, but it might not be green, but it's cream.
Yeah, but this one doesn't look anything like anything I've got in my wardrobe. It doesn't.
It looks like the cream one you've got from Suzanne.
It doesn't. It's completely different fastening. So, listeners, I'll put this on.
It's a completely different fastening.
Yeah, these haven't got any buttons, and it's got a massive embroidered pattern. So I'm wearing a green, apple, between apple and olive.
That's olive? A good description.
I would say it's not quite olive.
Oh, that's a good cut. What cut?
I don't know what green that is.
Do you know what I think they call that green? Tree green.
Oh, maybe.
I would call that tree green.
Tree green with cream embroidery all over it, and it's kind of got puffy sleeves, it's got a high neck, we'll put a picture up, and
no buttons down the front.
So, and it's from Cezanne, who we've mentioned a couple of times on this pod.
It's beautiful.
And I bought it in real life. I don't think I'd have bought it if I'd seen it online. Isn't that funny sometimes?
Well, I think you would have thought that would have worked for you because it's got a high neck.
It's got a high neck and I'm booby.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have chosen it. So but because true? I was there in Marylebone High Street, they've got one now. And I just thought, oh, do you know what? I don't think this will suit me, but I'll give it a whirl. And I just thought, it might not be what I'd normally choose, but I like it.
I was about to say it would look amazing with your marine jeans, which is what you've got on.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. It would also look gorgeous with blue marine jeans.
But also my long grey skirts, denim skirts.
Is it, stand up, let me see. Is it quite fitted? If you are more generous of bust, this is actually ideal.
It's not that fitted, but do you know what it is, Kat? It's quite short. So there's not reams and reams of material.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So
I've done the French tuck.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, because you don't need to there, because it's there.
Yeah, see, that on me would look all sorts of, can't tell you how awful.
I don't know, I think it probably would look nice. Yes. So that's where I've done my buying this week.
But this is an amazing, I'm going to call it a transitional top, because it will work.
Because it's horrible so well today. But you can wear it.
Yeah, because you want something a bit spring-like that feels a little bit fresh.
I also bought a dress.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Tell me about the dress. You haven't told me about this.
It's kind of patchworky.
Okay.
But large patchwork.
Okay.
Nick thinks I look a bit like Harlequin.
Okay. I was going more Holly Hobby, but go...
No, it's not that sort of patchwork. It's sort of diamonds. You'll have to look it up.
Is it like a Harlequin?
It's sort of...
like a jester.
He thought it was.
Is it knitted?
No, it's not knitted. It's material.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's got part of the colour's cream, a little bit of pink, a little bit of brown.
It's got a burgundy in it.
I can't remember.
Oh, the brownie burgundy.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's nice, but it is kind of a little bit statementy. I will have to wait until the weather gets better for that.
No, you won't. You won't. You won't.
Wear it with the black boots. Yeah,
exactly. Amazing.
So there you go. I've gone a bit feral at Cezanne this season.
You see, I go to Cezanne and I go in. And I remember going to the... Have you been to Cezanne in Paris?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't think I'd ever come out.
I want to say it must be five, pre-COVID, it must be 5-6 years ago now. And I made the people we were with traipse. I remember on a L'Oreal press trip and I made them all traipse to Cezanne in Paris. And we went in, they were like, oh, that's amazing. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to buy so much stuff in here. Everything looked like a crock of bollocks on me.
Was it just too much?
No, it's not made for really tall people. Absolutely. All the proportions are totally wrong. So dress, the waist will be too high, it's too short, the sleeves are too short. So for example, if it's a button sleeve, and you think, well, that's okay because I can push it up. Well, I've got particularly thick, what's that?
Actually, a lot of the button sleeves are really tight.
So if they're short and they're supposed to fit, it's supposed to button around obviously your thinnest part of your wrist, and they don't, they sort of halfway up my forearm, which is obviously thicker.
Yeah.
it doesn't, nothing.
And I never, ever have to take the dresses up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so I get you, yeah.
It's just not, the jackets, everything was just, and the shoes, the shoes you wear, like with the block heel, they look really, they're like that really retro vintage.
Yeah.
I literally look like, oh, I don't know, I look like a member of the WI from 1975. I mean, it's just wrong. It's just, there we go.
That bombshell, it's a wrap, everyone.
We've got my Zara coat coming.
It's going to be so exciting. On the run. Thank you for listening to Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast. You're still keeping us at the top of the chart. So carry on listening.
Remember, we put all our polls and treats onto our Insta page at Got the Podcast. So do follow us if you don't already. I'm gonna go try those shorts on to show you. And you
Which can ones? The fanny skimmers.
They're not fanny skimmers.
Oh, the ones that you like. The ones from Free People.
Good God, no. The ones that you've been ripping the piss out of. But on reflection, you see, I think they might be quite short.
Is one of your butt cheeks hanging out? That's when you know they're short.
No, but you can't see a cheek and you can't see a flap. But you
don't
maybe
want to see a flap.
Good God,
cat.
No one does. No cat one does.
Flaps.
Oh, stop it.
We've gone too
stop
far
it.
Now.
We're saying goodbye.
Right, okay.
Bye.
Bye. See you Monday.
Bye.
Bye.